What if John Teeter is a guy who works for the government, a guy in the inside, a guy who knows things that we don't know, and he's trying to leak this stuff out to us, Oliver?
That's actually becoming a more popular theory now, George. In the last year or so, there's been some speculation and some evidence on the internet, which is one of the reasons I want to try to interview Kay, that this whole exercise in writing these posts was in trying to send messages to somebody, whether it was other versions of John that were time traveling or people that knew what they were reading and we didn't. The speculation is that they were a very tech-savvy scientist. They may have been somebody who worked for CERN. So that is a popular theory, that this, it's not a time traveler, but somebody who knew this stuff and was trying to get it out.
He talked a little bit about Civil War. Primarily, he talked about Civil War in the United States, but I'm looking at the Middle East and I'm going, whoa, I wonder if he had that included in it.
That's actually the biggest criticism about his post. It's the one thing that stands out as a sore thumb, is that he was wrong about that. He said a Civil War was going to start in the United States. But it's also the one thing he talked about where he gave multiple dates. It's almost as if two people were giving the same prediction because he never got the date right. So some people think that either he was trying to send a message with that. In other words, he was talking about Civil War, but he was trying to send a code about the Civil War, or he wasn't talking about a Civil War at all. Of course, you could look at this whole thing and go, ah, that's proof that, you know, he's not who he said he was. But if you understand the way he talked about time travel and how it worked, it's also possible that he was talking about an alternate reality. He was talking about a Civil War that he experienced where he came from, but not necessarily something that happened here or something that could have been changed here.
Oliver, when did he stop posting on the internet?
He stopped posting in the end of March in 2001.
Did he say why he was going away?
Yeah, he... The way he described how time travel worked, he said he had certain windows that he could leave and arrive in. And the window for his departure was at the end of March or right at the beginning of April. So the reason he stopped posting was he said he was leaving to go home. And now, you know, after that, he was never heard from again.
Now, if it's real, and according to the attorney in Florida that I've interviewed, and you're going to interview the mother, he represents the family. They move from Florida to somewhere in the Midwest, the Plains, maybe Nebraska. He wasn't too specific. But there is a little John Teeter, he said, right?
Correct. When John arrived here 10 years ago, he
From 2036.
From 2036. He spent time with his family in 1998, 2000, 2001. And he said that he interacted with his young self. In fact, that version, that younger version of him, they told him that he was his uncle or they were related. So once John left, that little John is here now, and he'd be grown up. He'd be 12, 13 years old right now.
So, isn't there some kind of a time travel law here, Oliver, that if you see yourself, something happens to you?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. A lot of people call that the grandfather paradox. The idea there is that time travel has to be impossible because if you go back in time and kill your grandfather, you'd never be born.
That's right.
But just a couple of months ago, or even the last time we spoke, real science now is coming out and saying that that's not true, that time travel, the way John described it, is possible, and that the grandfather paradox is something that you can get around that way. So that's exactly what John said 10 years ago.
Oliver, when we started talking about this years ago, there was always talk about a John Teeter movie. I thought for a moment this was one heck of a great publicity stunt by some movie studio that was doing this, and then out comes the time traveler movie. Whatever happened to that?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, too, because here's what I know about that. And this is from emails and messages that I get from some other folks. There was an actor who was in that film. His name is Michael Hartson, and if you look him up, he's actually a real actor. He's been in a couple of movies and some other things. And there's a group in Florida that actually got an interview with him, and they posted that video online, and I actually have a link to that on our site. But in there, he hints around about the movie, and one of the things he says is that the timing is very, very specific, that the family or whoever made the movie is very, very specific about when it's going to come out, and it'll come out when they're ready. So I guess the idea is that, you know, either they're not happy with it, didn't work out the way they wanted to, or for some reason there's a specific time when it's going to come out.
Tell me more about Kay. What do we know about the mother?
Well, you know, again, when I first started doing this and I heard about Kay, it was something that it was sort of I put on the back burner because it had nothing to do with the original posts. But then when Larry came out, and I started getting more and more email from people that have either contacted Larry or tried to contact Kay, I started taking it a little more seriously. And the speculation is that when John left, Kay and young John and the family moved from Florida to somewhere in Omaha. And I think the city was, I'm sorry, they moved to Nebraska. I think the city was Omaha where they moved. Now, as you said, you got an interview with her through Larry. And that's kind of the only contact anybody has had with her. And, you know, when you go back and listen to that interview, it sounds like he's talking to a real person. You know, you hear the fear and the it didn't sound like it was made up. It's just the most bizarre interview I've ever heard.
Yeah, the whole thing is strange. It really is, Oliver. You know, and I keep saying the guy's either a time traveler, a very intuitive person, or a government insider. I'm tipping toward the government insider. I just don't know.
You know, one of the other things that keeps coming up, and, you know, George, this is the biggest question now that's asked about John, is why was it done? You know, nobody cares about whether or not it's real or not anymore. They want to know why. And if you look at it, it doesn't appear that anybody's made a fortune off of this. It doesn't look like, you know, there was a book that came out, and it's not published anymore, but you go on eBay, and you find it for like $800,
$900. Wow.
So, it's, you know, the people that bought it originally are making more money than whoever put the book out. So it's just a whole set of bizarre circumstances.